How the Mafia Saved My Life by Lecue Durin. Narrated by Lecue Durin. Chapter 1, Broken to Wholeness. I'm one of four children. I have two sisters and one brother. I remember so much as a little girl. My father did not live with my mother. They were divorced, but he would take me and my sister shopping for school clothes and holidays. One of my happy memories of him was when I was outside playing, I spotted him coming up the street. He always wore a big hat, and he seemed very tall. I was so happy to see him. He always reached in his pocket and gave me 50 cents. At that time, I could get a big bag of candy for that. 1 cent could buy 3 pieces of candy back then. My mother's second husband worked on the railroad, and my mom and I would take weekend train trips. I did not like him at all. He was a cook for the railroad and consistently had alcohol on his breath. I was about 5 years old when he would touch me and make me feel uncomfortable. When he was around, I was afraid to fall asleep, even on the train. When it was time to get off the train, he carried me and touched me in a bad way. The night was not my friend, and I did not want to see the sun go down. He would come into my room at night when it was very dark, but I could see his shadow. I would fight sleep, but I often would succumb to exhaustion, and when I did, I was awakened by something hot on my face and lips. I told my mom I was afraid of the dark. She put a nightlight in my room. I hoped that would stop him, but it didn't. I would see his reflection and this thing that in the eyes of a young girl looked like an elephant trunk. Once I went to my mother's room and told her I had seen his trunk. She asked, "What? What do you mean?" I innocently answered that he comes in my room at night. She defensively accused me, "You're not telling me the truth." I left her room thinking, what if she tells him? This was a long-held silent fear of mine. But when I grew brave enough to tell her, looking for her to protect me, she turned me away. My mom was so fearful, she injected her fears into me. We would go to the beach, and she would warn me, "Don't go too far. There are suck holes out there." I became terrified of deep water. I was afraid to walk out too far, and it freaked me out how the sand moved under my feet in the water. I stayed on shore. My mother taught me that the beach was not a safe place. When she washed my hair, she would waterboard me, holding my head under the waterspout, so I choked. She acted like she did not care. It took me a long time before I could hold my face under the water, even when taking a shower. I played with evil children, who I thought were my friends. They would trick me into going into the closet by saying, "We're going to hide." But they shoved me in the closet and locked the door, so I could not get out. It seemed like I was in there for hours. There was no light, and clothes of all kinds surrounded me, suffocating me. It was so dark. I remember I was screaming at the top of my lungs. One girl's mother came home, opened the door, and asked, "What's going on?" Those children laughed. I remember feeling very weak, and I was soaked with sweat and could hardly speak. I went home and told my mother what happened. She talked to the girl's mother. My mom did the best she could, but she was locked in her own prison. We were hungry a lot. I would often visit the neighbors downstairs and ask for water. Once I looked in the sink and saw meat that was being thrown away, I grabbed it. Our lights were sometimes shut off for non-payment. We had no oil that heated the house, so we were often cold. Mom would take me and my little sister to her friend's house so we could be warm, and she would give us food. I ate spinach straight out of the can, and it did not taste good. I went to other children's birthday parties and wondered why I never had a party or birthday cake. I didn't have any of my own birthday parties to remember. After trying to tell my mother about the abuse, my stepfather got bolder and started doing other things. The abuse went on for 8 or 9 years. At night, I would make a tent around me and my dolls, put on 2 pairs of underpants,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?